From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama, speaking at the White House today, said health care legislation will clear Congress this year. And the president said in light of new concerns about the cost of a health care overhaul, some decisions about cost cutting should be turned over to an independent panel of experts. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The Independent Medicare Payment Advisory Commission already makes recommendations each year for how to cut costs in the massive health program for the elderly and disabled. But as Mr. Obama pointed out,
unfortunately, this report ends up sitting on a shelf.
So the president is pressing Congress to add to its overhaul bill, a measure similar to one being pushed by Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. It would give the commission more authority, forcing first the president and then Congress effectively to vote up or down on the entire package. It's similar to the process Congress set up years ago to address the sensitive political issue of closing surplus military bases. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President's top economic advisor thinks in terms of the overall economy, things are definitely looking up. Larry Summers, in what was a fairly positive speech delivered to a Washington think tank today, said that, quote, if we are at the brink of the catastrophe at the beginning of the year, we've now walked some substantial distance back from the abyss. And Summers said there are other signs of improvement.
A majority of businesses now report that they expect improved market conditions, the opposite of 6 months ago. Consumer sentiment has also begun to improve.
Echoing recent remarks by President Obama, the head of the National Economic Council said he does expect unemployment to rise in coming months, but Summers still defended the government's $787 billion economic stimulus plan, saying it is proceeding on schedule. A federal judge has dismissed a Securities and Exchange Commission insider trading case against Dallas Maverick owner Mark Cuban. NPR's Wade Goodwin has more from Dallas.
The case involves accusations of insider trading after Mark Cuban sold 600,000 shares of Mama.com. Cuban sold the shares after he received confidential information from the company's CEO and thereby avoided a $750,000 loss. The stock was subsequently diluted in an offering. The judge ruled that while Cuban did agree to confidentiality, the government had not proved that Cuban agreed not to use the inside information for his own benefit. The SEC has 30 days to file an amended complaint, and officials say they are reviewing the ruling and considering their options. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Home builders were a bit busier last month, eager to break ground on new homes as first-time buyers take advantage of a tax break that runs out in November. Commerce Department reported today single-family home and apartment construction was up 3.6% in June. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 32 points to end the week at 8,743. The NASDAQ was up a point. The S&P 500 fell a fraction. This is NPR. 15 states and the District of Columbia now have unemployment rates of more than 10%. And for the first time since 1984, one state, Michigan, has a jobless rate of more than 15%. That's the latest grim news from the Labor Department, which seemed to show the rising tide of job losses is not yet over. State numbers come on the heels of a report that showed nationally the unemployment rate rose to 9.5% in June, its highest level in 26 years. The state of Pennsylvania's budget impasse is now hitting its biggest city. From member station WHYY, Tom McDonald reports.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says the city has only about $197 million worth of cash on hand and a biweekly payroll in the $170 million range because the state hasn't approved the sales tax hike and changes to the city's pension payments that would save millions. The mayor says the city won't pay its vendors for now.
The delay will work much like any one of us individually might experience. You're just not sending a check right now. It's a delayed payment. That's unfortunately what people are doing in this economy pretty much every day. They're making choice decisions about which bill they're paying or the timeliness of paying it because of cash flow.
One city councilman is concerned that minority-owned and other small businesses will be squeezed, but Mayor Nutter promises the vendors will be paid once the state budget impasse is ended. For NPR News, I'm Tom McDonald in Philadelphia.
Golfer Tiger Woods may have taken himself out of the British Open today after shooting a 4-over-74 in the second round. Woods had two double bogeys on the backside today. That would make it unlikely he will get through to the weekend, despite the fact that he birdied two of the last three holes. When Woods left the course today, he was tied for 77th. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.